Our scripture reading is from the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, reading at verse 18 through verse 25. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. And he named him Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This particular Sunday in our service, we're doing something a little bit different. The sermon is shorter and the children's story is longer. And we begin this morning with the sermon rather than the children's story. I want to share with you a list of names. Here are the names: Luis Rayner, Marcia Gay Harden, Jared Leto, Timothy Hutton. I don't know if you know any of these names. They have something in common with each other. Must admit, they're not particularly familiar to me, but I know perhaps a little bit more about them than you do. They actually have something in common with Meryl Streep and Frank Sinatra and Morgan Freeman and Cate Blanchett. So if I mention those names, some of you may at least put your hand up and say, well, maybe they are movie stars. They're in the movies. And yes, they are. But more than that, each of them have won Oscars. All of the names I've read, they've all won Oscars. Slight difference, though. Meryl Streep and Frank Sinatra and Morgan Freeman and Cate Blanchett have won Best Actor, Best Actress awards. But the names I mentioned, the people I mentioned, it's Best Supporting Actor and Best Supporting Actress. Luis Rayner, Marcia Gay Harden, Jared Leto, Timothy Hutton. They're at the top of their trade. I mean, they did something really, really well. But in some senses, their whole purpose was to do it well and not overwhelm the movie and not overwhelm the star. And it seems to me they probably did that because I don't remember their names. They were there and they did it spectacularly well and somebody noticed. And then in some senses, for most of us at least, not for true movie buffs, but for most of us, they kind of disappeared again into the background. Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress. They're in the background, essential to the movie, but not up front. Some of you, when you go to the movies, you watch the movie, and as soon as it's over, says the end, you leave. My wife and I, when we go to the movies, perhaps because we're lazy, the end comes and we stay, along sometimes with a dozen other people, sometimes there's nobody else there. And we stay through all of the list of names that come on the screen after the movie is over, the people without whom there would have been no movie. In some senses, the true supporting cast. Some years ago, Christmas Day, we went to The Lord of the Rings, and we saw that movie, long movie, well, a series of them, and then the list of people afterwards, it went on and on and on and on. I mean, the numbers of people there in the background, whose names I don't remember, were numerous, without whom there would have been no upfront movie. Their job was to make the stars shine and the movie to be spectacular. But then sort of they slip into the background. One of my favorite movies, going back some years now to 1993, is the movie Rudy. Now, I don't know how many of you have seen the movie Rudy. You need a show of hands. It's Christmas Day. We can do that. So some of you have seen Rudy, some haven't. It's a great movie to get if you haven't seen it. It's a movie, and I'm not going to give everything away, but enough away, about somebody who's not very bright, and not very athletic, who wants to go to Notre Dame and wants to play in the Notre Dame football team, and it's a true story. And he actually gets to do this, gets into Notre Dame, and to play on the team sort of. Well, he's not on the main team. He's on what's called the scout team. Now, I don't know too much about football and what scout teams are, but the message I get is this, that the scout team are those people who give their lives and their souls for the big guys so that they can learn the game. So that the main team, when they get onto the field, have gone through all of the practices, and they know all of the routes, they know everything that's going on, and the scout team helps them practice that. Rudy made it onto the scout team, not onto the main field, but in the background, a support to the main team. And that's all he really wanted. That was enough for him. And in fact, there's a marvelous scene in which he plays this role so seriously that the big guys get upset. And he turns to them and says, if I don't do this, you won't win your game. I've got to do this, and I've got to do this well. And it begins to dawn on them that his job is to help them and to help them shine. When it comes to the story of Christmas, to the story I read just a few moments ago and that we hear at this time of year, one of the questions is this. We know who's up front. We know that Jesus is up front. The story is about him. But who's in the background? Who would get the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor or Actress? Well, there are a number of groups of people who I suppose could fill that kind of a role. There are all of the angels, all of the wise men who are there, and the shepherds. But this is an award just for an individual. I suppose one of the supporting actors, or in this case actresses, we might say is Mary, though I think she sort of qualifies as a star in her own right. She gets Best Actress Award there. So who's left for Best Supporting Actor? Well, in a sense, there's only really one. And I think he really does get the award. And that, for me at least, has to be Joseph. Joseph, for me, gets the Best Supporting Actor Award. Now, just wait a minute. Oh, I do have it right here. Let me open it up and just double check on that. Yep, Joseph gets the Best Supporting Actor Award. And really, he's only got one job when it comes to this role that he has to play. It's not there explicitly in the scripture, but it's implicitly there. What God says to him is this, just don't mess up. Just don't mess up. That's your role here. Just don't mess up. I know you don't understand what's going on with Mary, but just don't make a scene. Don't mess up. And I know you want to name this baby, even though you don't think it's yours, Joe Jr., but it's not Joe Jr., so you're not going to name the baby Joe Jr. The name is Jesus. Those are the two things you've got to get straight right now. Now, for the years to come, you've got an enormous role to play, a huge mentor to this, the Son of God born. But right now, don't mess up. You're important, but you're sort of off to the side and in the background. And your job is to make the others shine. And I think Joseph does this pretty well. In fact, we only see him once again, and that's when Jesus is 12. Things seem to be going well in the family, and Jesus is brought to Jerusalem. And already then has a knowledge and a love of God that surpasses the knowledge and the love of many others. And then Joseph disappears from the scene. We don't know what happens. Maybe he dies. Maybe he just remains in the background. Best supporting actor. Critical role. In fact, when you think about life, there are very few people who actually get the Best Actor or Best Actress Award. And even those who do, who are the stars out front, there's always somebody else whom they are supporting. Every one of us, for somebody else, has been called to play a supporting role. And I think it's the truth that it's when we understand that every one of us has that role someplace that we begin to understand that that, in fact, is our role in all of life. Our job in life is to make somebody else shine. There may be a human being whose lives we've been called to make shine. But above all else, of course, we've been called to allow God to shine and his Son, our Lord Jesus, to shine in us and through us to the world. Every one of us has been called to be a supporting actor or actress to the one who is on center stage, and today especially so. How wonderful it would be if when we got to heaven, God said to us, "It's award day, Oscars in heaven day, best supporting actor, best supporting actress goes to you." Me? Yeah, you. You help my son in a dark world to shine. How wonderful, what a moment that would be. May it be true today and through all eternity. Amen.